Flashback to 1929. Most people would probably think Great Depression, but that's not the story we have today. In 1929, Paul and May Lewis founded the Lewis Brothers Circus. This traveling circus was based in Jackson, Michigan, and traveled all throughout the state. They even went to Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, dazzling small towns with exotic creatures and acrobats. I sat down with Grace Wolbrink. She's a professional storyteller who collected memories from the family.
The circus was a world that was different. They had animals, you know, that came from other countries that nobody could see. And so life was around the small towns, but the circus helped them cross into another world and dimension that way.
Paul and May's nieces, Barbara and Nonna Stanton, toured with the circus during the summer as young girls. Barbara's stories helped create a museum exhibit about the Lewis Brothers Circus. That exhibit runs through September 7th at the Ella Sharp Museum in Jackson.
So their Aunt May would dress them up in makeup and fancy kind of Middle Eastern or Arabian costumes, and they would climb up on top of the elephant and ride the elephant in the spectacle, the parade that went around the circus tent to start off the big show.
That's the spec.
And all the performers showed off in that, and they got to do the funny car and the camel and the...
As little girls.
And they had the sideshows, and they had the animals, they had the big cats, they had Two-Ton Tony and Jumbaloo for the elephants, and Willie the bear that, you know, escaped at one point before he officially joined the circus.
The circus ran from 1929 to 1945. During that time, Paul and May Lewis encountered a variety of obstacles that we just wouldn't think about today. The advance man who booked the next show in neighboring towns had to paint telephone poles with white and blue paint. Those markers served as directions for performers because many of them just couldn't read the road signs.
They would get to the next town. Paul would come out. He'd look around an empty lot or maybe a farmer's field. Then he would turn this dustbin into a magnificent show, and they'd put up the big top and set everybody up.
In the 1930s and 40s, people couldn't escape to the worlds of big screen TVs or iPhones. The circus was really the most exciting entertainment available for everyone, right?
They bought like a one-ring circus, and they rapidly, very successfully built it into a three-ring circus. And this was during the time of the Depression and World War II. Just an amazing kind of story of hope and endurance. And I can't imagine how this circus touched people's lives going through such uncertainty and trauma.
That's Grace Wolbrink sharing the story of a circus from Jackson, Michigan. You can visit the exhibit until September 7th at the Ella Sharp Museum of Art and History in Jackson.